Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Aklal Samachas. We finished the Simon, the Klal. But there are a few points that the Sefer Nesiv Chukecho, which we've quoted from multiple times as we're learning this Klal, he adds different Tanoi Mitzvah, which the Chayodim did not speak about. I would like to just make a list of those points that he mentions and just clarify what they are without going through all of the details. So he has six different Tanoi Mitzvah which he feels the Chayyarim did not mention and should have been mentioned. The first one is the concept known as Mitzvah Zlav Lahonis Nitnu. The more applies this in a scenario where Reuben and Shimon and Shimon makes a neder, he's not going to benefit from Reuven. Or Reuven makes a neder that Shimon cannot benefit from him. So Reuven cannot give Shimon any physical benefit, money, etc. Can Reuven help Shimon fulfill a mitzvah? Can Reuven blow the shofar? And Reuven's blowing the shofar will be motzi Shimon. So Shimon can't get benefit from Reuven. Shimon's getting the benefit of being yotzei the mitzvah. Some more says it's not a problem because mitzvah, the primary function of mitzvahs is not for the purpose of the getting the benefit. It's to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not called a benefit, even though there are side benefits. Mitzvahs, means we look at the primary function of the mitzvah, and that's what you're doing, and the benefits are subsumed under that umbrella, and that's not a problem in the case of a neder. So that's the first concept. The second one talks about the concept known as chatzi shir by mitzvah sase. We know by a low sase, something which is an avera, a person can't eat non-kosher food. He can't even eat, if he eats a kazayas of non-kosher food, he would be liable to get corporal punishment, if he get malchus. If he eats a half a kazayas, even though he does not get malchus, there's no punishment. However, it's also to do on a Torah level. We pass on a Torah level, Chatzi Shir, also min haTorah. Now, what about the other way around? By mitzvah asei, a person only has a half a kazayas of matzah available. Is there anything you accomplish by eating a half a kazayas of matzah? Or maybe the mitzvah is eat a kazayas of matzah and a half a kazayas is totally doesn't accomplish anything. So, this is a question of Chatzi Shir by mitzvah asei. Third point he talks about is the concept of suffix. You know, let's say the rice of the humrus, take the rabbanon the kula. There are some exceptions to the din of the rice of the humra. Difference between alos asay and asay. So he touches on the concept of what to do in a situation of a suffix. The fourth one, interestingly enough, is the concept of tasa ulamin osui, which seems to be, to me, a very specific type of an issue. Not a general issue by mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs where there's a concept of that you must do the item that you're using to fulfill the mitzvah with has to be made. It cannot sort of come into existence through a removal of what's around it, a negative. For example, I have a pile of items which are kosher to be used for a sukkah, for the schach of a sukkah. I have a pile of straw. Straw is kosher to be used for the schach of a sukkah. So I have a great idea. Instead of building a sukkah, I'll just dig out a hole inside the sukkah, inside this pile, and I'll use the pile as the sukkah. So I didn't really put on a roof. I sort of took out the inside, and a roof was left. So that's called tasa. Well, I mean, also that's not a valid way to make a sukkah. So the applications of that by other mitzvahs in regards to sitzes, it comes up in regards to writing by Ksiva of Sefer Torah, of Tefillin and Mezuzahs. So it comes up in other areas as well. The last two points is, one is the concept that something which the Torah has a command that it has to be destroyed. An Asherah tree, a type of tree which was worshipped through a certain type of Avodah Zarah, the Torah says that the tree has to be destroyed. So even before the tree is destroyed, if a person would use that item for mitzvah purposes, consider like it doesn't exist. It's like it's been already destroyed. It's known as Ksuse Mitzvah Shiure. And the last point he talks about is the concept of Misha Yotza Moitzi. So this deserves a little bit more of a discussion. The concept of Av al pi she'yatzei Moitzi, and Be'ez Hashem we will touch on that in the next year. Hopefully after that we will continue on to other topics beyond Klal Samechas. Meanwhile, have a good day.